We have a story this morning of a father. He's a man from a troubled country in Central America, and when he tried to migrate to the United States, the U.S. sent him back, without his son. NPR's Joel Rose reports on families still trying to reunify after the Trump administration gave up a zero-tolerance policy that separated them.
The last time Pablo saw his son was in Texas. Pablo wanted to find work in the U.S., so the two of them made the trip from Guatemala. They crossed the Rio Grande from Mexico illegally and turned themselves in to Border Patrol agents. Father and son were detained together until, Pablo says, his 7-year-old was taken away.
Me quitaron mi hijo a la fuerza en mis brazos.
They took him from my arms by force. My son started to cry. He started to scream. He grabbed the shirt I had on. My son grabbed onto me with all of his strength so that they wouldn't take him from my arms.
Pablo's son is one of nearly 3,000 children who were separated from their parents by U.S. immigration officials at the southwest border. Pablo was deported back to Guatemala. Immigration officials tried to assure him that his son would follow in a week. That was 3 months ago.
No se puede vivir sin un hijo porque...
You can't live without a child. It's destroying us psychologically. We're getting sick, going crazy. We can't work anymore. We can't do anything because we're thinking about our son, how he's suffering.
Pablo and his wife, Fabiana, don't want to give their full names because they're afraid immigration authorities could postpone their reunion with their son.
I want them to do the just thing and return him quickly.
The Trump administration has been under increasing pressure to reunite these families. About 380 children are still in U.S. custody because their parents were deported without them. At first, the administration said the ACLU and immigrant rights groups should be the ones to find the parents. But a federal judge ordered the government to do more. Now the administration has produced a detailed plan, one that still leans heavily on immigrant advocates.
The families have told us again and again that they just don't understand why the U.S. won't send their children back.
Clara Long is a researcher with Human Rights Watch. The nonprofit has been tracking these parents down. Long put me on the phone with two families in Guatemala. She says she often has nothing more to go on than a name and a town because that's all that U.S. officials have provided.
What that means is driving 300 miles from the capital of Guatemala up into the Guatemalan highlands to areas where people mostly speak indigenous languages.
The language barrier isn't the only obstacle. The roads are bad. These areas are sometimes controlled by gangs, and people distrust outsiders. Long says it's a slow process. When she does find the parents, Long says most are baffled by what happened to them.
The parents with whom I've spoken have told me almost universally that they believed when they were being separated from their children that the children would go with them. And now months have gone by and they still don't understand why they don't have their children.
The Trump administration has insisted these parents agreed to leave their children behind in the U.S. Some may have thought their children could have a better life here. But that's not what I heard from another Guatemalan father, a man named Marcelino. He crossed the border illegally with his 8-year-old daughter in May. They were separated several days later, and he hasn't seen her since.
I wanted to come back with my daughter, but they said no. They said I had to come back here first, and that she would come back after.
Marcelino and his wife also didn't want to give their full names because they want to get their daughter back as quickly as possible. They spent weeks trying to get information. Finally, a relative in the U.S. was able to find their daughter at a government-sponsored shelter in Arizona. But Marcelino says he and his wife still feel disconnected from her.
She's over there, and we don't know how she is, if she's doing well or if she's sick. We don't know because she's far from here.
In the few phone conversations they've had with their daughter, Marcelino's wife has avoided telling her one thing, that her father was deported back to Guatemala because they don't want her to feel abandoned in the U.S. Pablo and Fabiana, the parents we heard from earlier, say that's exactly how their son feels. He's in a shelter in Texas.
He said, Dad, you left me. You abandoned me. You left me here alone. I want to be with you. Come get me. That's what he told me over the phone, yelling, crying.
Pablo says sometimes their son cries so much on the phone that it's hard to understand what he's saying. He's still very young, they say. He just turned 8 years old in the shelter. Joel Rose, NPR News.